Greetings, 7 Second Delay fans. Tonight, the long-awaited Neil Young episode, in which Andy and I travel the R train to go to Forest Hill Stadium to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse. And then during the second half of the show, we take a cab ride back home to Andy's apartment in an undisclosed location in New York City. See if you can figure out where Andy's apartment is. We met listeners Daniel and Memo, along with a lot of WFMU staff members, at the Neil Young concert. Due to audio problems, we lost the first 10 minutes on the subway car, and there's a few sections throughout the subway car, especially, in which I had to delete segments due to bad audio. So here it is, recorded last May on the R train and in a cab, the Neil Young episode of 7 Second Delay. What were you saying?
I don't know. All I remember was something very witty, but also very insightful.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Right.
So we have a one-hour trip here on the R train?
So I hear, yeah. For my first subway ride in 6 years.
It's like the movie The Wanderers. Remember that movie? They were on the subway all night trying to get home.
Yeah, that was great with the radio DJ, The Warriors.
Yes, The Warriors. The Warriors. That's it, The Warriors. Yeah. They had to fight a different gang every stop.
Yeah, but the thing about that movie was that it has the greatest opening. Remember the opening when Cyrus gets assassinated? He's the great peacemaker.
Yes.
He's the guy who's going to bring all the gangs together.
It was like the Gandhi assassination. Somebody came up through the crowd.
And it's such an amazing scene. And nothing in the rest of the movie matches that opening scene.
Yeah.
But it is a good movie.
That's just like nothing we've done in 30 years matched really the first few shows we did.
That's not true.
Agree?
No, I would not agree to that at all. As our listeners have probably heard by now.
I wonder what Daniel will be like. I hope he's cool.
He looks cool. He sent us his picture, right? And he looked cool to me.
I hope he doesn't come on to me. How awkward would that be? I'm trying to enjoy the concert, Daniel. I'm here for the music.
I don't think you have to worry that much about that.
I like you. I'm not saying I don't like you. I just don't like you like that.
He seemed like he was attached to somebody.
Yeah, his wife and kids, maybe. Is that who you were thinking of?
Maybe, yeah. Is this a fear that you commonly have, that meeting strangers, they're going to come on to you sexually?
Yes. Yes.
Where did that fear come from?
It probably came from all the strangers that have come on to me sexually.
Why do you think that happens to you so much?
Well, because it's very subtle. A lot of the witnesses I try to recruit don't agree. But I can see people making advances. Like right now in this subway car, three guys are on to me.
I don't see it.
I know you don't. Exactly. That's my point. QED. I prove my point.
Oh, I see. The fact that you don't see it happening is...
You don't see it happening.
Oh, the fact that I don't see it happening is proof that it's happening.
I'm attuned to it.
I see.
Yeah.
So there's a man getting off the car now.
Not him.
Is he one of the guys?
This guy.
Okay.
Now that guy. Sorry, I'm just not interested. I like you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Where are we publishing it?
WFMU.
What?
Yeah.
91.1. What is it, like a radio station?
Yeah, it's like a radio station.
It is like a radio station, yeah.
Oh, I so hope the beginning of our recording came out.
Me too, brother. Here we are going to Neil Young. Hey, look what I brought with us. This will scare you.
You brought a yoga mat? What
no,
the hell
it's not
is
a yoga
that?
Mat.
Oh my God. You brought the sign?
I brought or six different signs.
You brought?
Yeah.
What does the sign say?
Well, you'll have to wait and see.
I think I know what the sign says.
No, you don't.
It doesn't say, "Hey, Neil, sing like a hurricane."
Sing like a man?
But your idea was to have a sign that said, "Hey, Neil, sing like a hurricane."
Yeah.
But then you would have another piece of paper that covered up the word hurricane and replaced it with the word man.
Oh, yeah.
Is
So that's what that is in,
no,
inside your bag?
No, but it could be. I have a magic marker.
We have a new panhandler who doesn't have anywhere near as good of an act as the last guy.
No, he's not doing any acrobatics at all. At least not yet.
He's doing some kind of chanting.
Too close to the platform edge. We want you to be safe, so please stand away from the yellow strip.
Oh, Jenny Holzer at the Guggenheim.
Well, that guy, that last panhandler, was very considerate. He was asking me if I was very, very hungry.
Oh, is that what he was saying?
He was saying very, very hungry.
I think he was meant that he was very, very hungry.
Oh. Yes, that makes more sense.
And
yes.
He looked very hungry.
Okay, now that I'm playing it back in my head, yes. Everything you're saying rings true.
Whereas the acrobat guy who we gave money to, he didn't seem anywhere near in such bad shape as that guy.
Yeah, you could tell. You know what the clue was? All the acrobatics he was doing.
Yeah. Well, the acrobatics also told me that he probably was not a serious junkie or alcoholic.
Not a serious junkie.
Yeah, he might have been a part-time junkie or alcoholic.
Like almost every acrobat in the world, part-time junkie. So we have like 35 minutes till we get to Neil Young.
Yeah.
What do you hope Neil Young will be doing? What do you hope to hear?
Well, from what I've been reading about the tour, he's going to do all the stuff that I would love to hear.
If he tries to insert any new lyrics into Cortez the Killer, I am booing him as loudly as possible. Well, I didn't come all this way to hear new lyrics, Neil.
Well, maybe he's putting back in original lyrics that were supposed to have been in it in the first place. Would you be in favor of that?
Well, you'll see from one of my signs, leave the song as is, how I feel. I'm going to let my signs do the talking for me.
Oh, boy. You brought a lot of signs.
No new lyrics.
Awesome.
Will you hold that one up with me?
I'm just going to take pictures of you holding up signs. That's it. Where are we now? We're 57th Street stop.
Cortez was perfect. As is. I hope he does that song about the girl who was old enough to change her name.
It's the woman in you?
Yeah, the one who had the woman in her.
Is that Cowgirl in the Sand?
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I call it Old Enough Now to Change Your Name. That's what I call that song. But I think you're right. The official name is Cowgirl in the Sand.
Yeah. I'm afraid he might do Down by the River.
Yeah. Well.
Not one of my favorite songs.
Any cops in the audience will be very interested in that song. Oh, that's where he shot his baby. Oh, that's where we should be looking for the body. He'd make a big mistake to sing that song in front of the police.
Well, there will be police there.
Oh, that he won't be singing that song.
From what I've heard, he's been singing that song. He's been singing Powder.
Maybe he'll sing it. Maybe if he sees the cops, maybe he'll change the lyrics. Down in the alley, you know, so they won't be on to him.
You know, I had hoped that not having been in a subway car for 6 years, that the ads would be new and different, but they're not. They're just not. They're as awful as they've always been. Personal injury lawyers.
Rosenbaum and Rosenbaum.
State jobs.
Yeah. So this is pretty groovy, though. We don't have to change trains.
That is good. That's
true. We just have to stay on here forever and a day. I feel like we're in, like, sort of the, you know, the afterlife between our plane and heaven, making the trip.
Like, yeah, this
we've all died. We're waiting to hear where our final destination is.
Yeah, here we have somebody selling candy.
Oh, no, thank you. Although probably...
With her child on her back.
Probably halfway through Powderfinger, I'll wish I bought those M&Ms.
I would like some M&Ms, to tell
you
the truth. It's okay, I'll...
You don't know the provenance of those candies? You don't know how long they've been in a drawer?
I just don't want to engage.
Yeah, because she's not doing acrobatics.
Yeah.
Ask her to do acrobatics.
I'm a sucker for acrobatics. and hat tricks. It was the hat tricks that really got me. He had a hat like yours, but you don't do any tricks like that.
Yeah, I've never been asked. Why don't you ask?
Okay, could you throw your hat up in the air and have it land on your head?
No. In fact, you asking me sort of offends me.
Could you throw your hat up in the air and catch it with your foot and then flip it onto your head?
No.
Because that's the kind of stuff that he could do.
I know. Why don't you give him his own show, Ken? Why don't you marry him? You love him so much.
That is one of the stupidest insults. That's really like what? Second grade? Third grade?
I never heard it, I swear.
Oh, you never heard it?
I made that up. I swear. You got to believe me.
Yeah, you're not just reaching back to fifth grade.
I swear. No, that was original, as far as I know.
We're at Lexington Avenue and 59th Street, just pulling out on our way to Forest Hill Stadium to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse and Reverend Billy opening.
You've made me very wary of this opening act. You already told me in advance I will probably hate it.
I love it. But knowing you, you will probably hate it.
Well, that's what you said about sex, and I didn't hate that completely. I got used to it.
Well, given the way you started, I thought you were going to hate it. But to each his own.
To each his own. Hey, we should welcome back, after a 17-year absence, any Cicada fans we have. The Cicadas are back.
That's right. There's two broods of cicadas that are back at the same time.
What have they missed, Ken? It's been 17 years.
Yeah, a lot has happened since 2007.
Like, name something.
Well, Trump was elected president. We had COVID.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Did any musicians die?
No. Miraculously, no musicians have died since 2007. But a lot of them are lined up. They're waiting. But we've been trying to keep them going until the next cicada brood emerged.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the good news for any cicadas listening. No musicians, no musical stars of any genre have died. It's been quite remarkable.
I mean, David Bowie and Robbie Robertson and Prince.
Oh, they died. But no big stars have died. Yes, that's a good point, Ken.
And, I can't even remember everything that's happened since 2007.
Yeah. There was a Dune sequel.
There were a few, weren't there?
Yeah, a couple of Dune movies, but I don't think you missed those. I don't think you really would care for those. What else was there? Were there any movies that featured cicadas?
No. Like
The Silence of the Lambs had a whole sequence involving insects.
Right. Starship Troopers was about giant killer bugs like cicadas.
But that was more than 17 years ago.
Yeah, that's true. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes just came out. Have you seen it?
The new Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, it's top of the box charts, box office charts.
That confirms my theory. People love Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
They do. It was really good. I liked it.
Oh, you what? You saw it?
Yeah.
Who did you root for, the apes or the humans?
You're rooting for the chimps.
Yeah.
The chimps. Yeah.
The chimps. You got to love the
chimps.
And
the orangutan. There's always an old wise orangutan.
Yes, the wise orangutan. Yes.
Yeah. Always.
Yes.
You have to have the old wise orangutan.
I got to see that movie. Because in a way, it's kind of how I met my wife, that story.
Really?
In a way.
If you go back, you know, to the original Planet of the Apes from 1968, the chimps were the intellectuals. They were the college professors, Cornelius and Zira.
Charlton Heston?
Yeah. And the gorillas were militaristic and fascistic.
I had to leave that movie a little early to meet the crowd. What happened after Charlton Heston was walking on the beach?
Oh, well...
Yeah.
Funny story.
What?
He comes across...
Yeah?
The Statue of Liberty.
Wait, what?
Wait, what? He turns a bend on the beach, and there's the Statue of Liberty.
Wait, that's the only possible explanation is that he was on Earth the whole time.
Right.
And he had gone ahead in time so far.
That's right.
Oh, Holy moly.
He was so happy.
He was?
Yeah, he was so happy.
He did a little jig, like a prospector jig?
When he realized that he was on Earth all along, after all, he did a little jig.
What's the lesson is, don't leave a movie early. No, that changes everything.
And his girlfriend, Nova, the mute human woman, she couldn't figure out what was wrong with him because he was so darn happy. We're at Queens Plaza.
Okay.
On our way to Forest Hills.
We only have 117 more stops.
Well, the hot, mute, human girl in the new one, she's not mute.
What?
She's very hot.
But she's not mute?
And she's very smart, too. Spoiler, she's very, very smart.
Oh, I thought you said woman.
Yeah, no, it's a woman.
Oh, I thought you said smart.
Yeah.
Wait, start over.
Freya Allen.
Yeah.
From The Witcher.
Yeah, she's like a scientist?
Yeah, she plays a scientist.
A female scientist?
Yes.
Oh. Well, science fiction, you can do anything you want, I guess.
She accomplishes quite a bit. She's very...
What?
She's very learned and
and
capable.
And I've got to see this.
Can I give you a really big spoiler?
Do they do it with CGI?
They don't do it at all. There's no sex at all.
No, but I mean, do they make her have all her theories? All her little speeches.
Oh, yeah.
Do they do it?
Yes, they might use CGI. They might use a man
and have
the man give the very smart speech.
And then with TruthSync, they manipulate her lips.
Right. They map it onto the image of a woman.
Yes. You do that with a lot of the DJs. A lot of the female DJs I know are really men whose voices have been altered. I know you've been doing that lately.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a while. It's kind of old hat at this point.
Yeah.
I can't wait until the real-time voice transposers are good enough that you and I can do a show as two women and have it really sound like two women.
I can't wait also.
Wow, we're in parts of Queens I've never been in.
We are?
Steinway Street.
Oh, yeah. Funny thing happened to me once on Steinway Street.
What happened?
Don't you worry about it. Just trust me. It was funny. I'm not going to sit here and just recite all my stories.
Was it funny?
Don't worry about it, Ken. God. I'm not your damn puppet. Just a funny thing happened. That's all you need to know. You're on a need-to-know basis.
All right, I'll just put it...
Oh, this brings back memories. Steinway Street. Oh, wait, it's still there. I can't believe it.
What's still there?
Don't worry about it, Ken.
So whatever happened must have happened down here in the subway.
That's where it started.
Steinway Street.
You tricked me. You got me talking about it.
So some kind of dispute started down here, but then I guess it got taken up to the street?
I guess technically you could call it a dispute, and that's all I'm saying.
Okay. So, not many people wearing masks. One person, one person on our entire car is wearing a mask.
Yeah.
But at least he's wearing it properly. It's covering up his nose.
Well, he probably heard about that Steinway Street virus. I don't know if you've been reading about that. So what's the next stop? 46th
Street. I've never been there.
We're deep in Queens. Well, you're not really going. You're kind of going under it. 46th. Hey, wait, we're not that far from Forest Hills.
No, we're not at all.
We're seven stops. Wait, what do we do if we get there early?
No, we're 10 stops.
We're going to have to see the opening act. We're
10 stops.
We didn't plan this out at all.
Why, what time is
it? We're in time for the opening act. It's 5 after 6.
And doors are at 7?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be really early.
What the hell do we do?
We can hang out with Dan and his pal.
Who's his pal?
A friend from Queens.
Better be cool.
He is cool. He sounds really, really cool.
No, I don't want him really, really cool. I just want him cool.
No, he's cool. Ad for the Blue Man Group. Have you ever seen the Blue Man Group?
Is that the one where they just bang on the walls and on the floor?
But they're blue.
But they're blue?
Yeah. You see the ad right there?
I'm sure I saw it at some point with my children. Have you ever seen the Blue Man Group?
No, I have not. They've been at it a long, long time.
Let's give them a time slot on FMU. Let's call them tonight.
Like, they have been doing that act for a long, long time.
Well,
it's probably not the same people doing it.
Yeah. Of course.
Right.
No, I know. I saw them recently. They were yellow.
They
weren't blue.
That must have been a different show.
Yeah, it was a different... the understudy was yellow.
All three of them were yellow?
Two of them were yellow. They were understudies.
Okay.
The two blue guys called in sick.
The third guy was blue.
It's almost impossible to find a blue guy late in the day. Are we going to be taking this train home?
I guess so, yeah.
With 100,000 Neil Young fans?
Yeah, we're all going to be singing Heart of Gold. It's going to be beautiful, man.
Is he going to sing Heart of Gold tonight? Is he doing an acoustic set?
He's doing three acoustic songs. That's what he's been doing on most of the tour from what I've read.
Is he going to sing about the needle and the damage done? Because I don't need to hear that again. I get it, Neil. Everybody died. The whole band died. I get it. Next. One of my signs says next.
You do
skip.
Have...
I do have a sign that says skip.
You have a lot of signs.
Yeah. You'll thank me. Everybody in the arena will thank me.
Did you make the like a hurricane sign?
I haven't made any yet. I have cardboard and I have a magic marker.
Oh, you haven't made a single sign.
No. So I can improvise.
That's smart. Yes, I doubt security will take away blank colored cardboard and magic markers.
Yeah. Oh, I hope he sings the song Birds. Just to hear you go insane when he sings, I feel like getting high. You know that line?
Yeah, no, isn't that after the Gold Rush?
Oh, maybe after the Gold Rush, yeah.
Yeah, that's where everybody applauds.
Yeah, exactly.
And lights one up.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, he said hi.
Yeah. He does that at the piano, usually.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's been doing that one. But yeah, I can remember seeing him so many times where he sang that and everybody just goes crazy. Yes, it's very stupid.
The original lyric was, and I felt like saying hi. But he changed it just because
he needed an applause line.
He was just pandering, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 78.
That's inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are we going to be doing our show when we're 78?
Perhaps.
Perhaps we'll just be pretty feeble. We'll just get together every week and sing Heart of Gold. God, wouldn't it be sad if we were just two old men doing that every week?
If we were, what? If
two old men in our late 70s.
Still doing 7 Second Delay?
Yes.
Why would that be sad? I don't actually think of that as, I think that would be fun.
How would I get there?
Who would
pick me up? Would Beth drive me every week?
Perhaps.
Oh, Ken. Oh, I'm going to cry. Is that my future?
Maybe.
And then I'll die? Promise me I'll die shortly after that.
Oh, I promise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, remember the actor George C. Scott?
Remember the what?
The actor, George C.
Yeah,
Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a guy down there that looks just like the late George C. Scott. George C. Scott, Ken.
Yeah.
Patton.
I don't see
Patton.
Him. Yeah, I don't see him.
You ever see Patton?
I have.
Great movie.
Yes, I have seen it, yeah.
On this subway.
Car,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't see anybody who looks anything like George C. Scott.
That black guy down on the end.
Okay, I'll wait for him to turn his face this way. Oh. Well, you're right.
Imagine George C. Scott as an overweight black guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I right?
There was something.
Patton.
Yes.
Patton, Ken.
There was
something. Patton.
Yes. There was indeed something Patton-esque about
exactly.
that man.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's exciting, a celebrity sighting.
Well, that's not a celebrity sighting.
It's as close as we're going to get tonight.
A second person with a mask has entered the subway car.
Yeah, the Steinway Street virus. They're smarter than us.
This pulling out of Elmhurst Avenue.
Well, we can't make any mistakes. This is idiot-proof because we're getting off at the last stop, right?
Right. Yeah, we can't possibly get off it. No, you could. You could do it.
We could get off at the wrong stop.
Yeah, you could get off at 67th Avenue thinking it's the last stop, but it's not. I'm going to see if I can fool you.
What other songs do we hope he sings tonight?
Powderfinger.
We love Powderfinger, don't we?
Yes. One of his best.
You know, Daddy's rifle. Remember how he held Daddy's rifle and it felt reassuring?
Yeah. Didn't help him too much, though.
Yeah, exactly.
He got blown away anyway.
Yeah. Daddy's rifle felt reassuring, but the flint was wet. It wouldn't fire. Is he doing cowgirl?
I don't think I've read that he's done
no.
that.
Well, he will tonight when I'm through making if he can read my signs.
Yeah. Why? What?
What are my signs? Cowgirl, or else.
Or else, Willie's kid gets it. Willie's kid is playing guitar.
Willie Nelson's son?
Yeah. I wish I remembered his name.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. That's why I'm going.
To see.
I hope Neil Young doesn't block my view.
No.
I can't see Willie's kid. Move!
I think you'll be able to see him.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's in Crazy Horse now?
He's the only other guitar player, yeah.
Are there any other original members of Crazy Horse?
Oh, yeah.
There are?
Yeah, Billy Talbot.
Is he in the band?
Playing bass, yep. And Ralph Molina on drums.
No, there is not an 80-year-old guy playing drums.
Yes, there is.
No.
Yes. It can be done.
It can't be done well, but it can be done. Well, maybe we'll learn exactly what his age is if he responds to my sign. How old is that drummer? That's one of my signs.
Yeah?
Hey, Neil, how old is that drummer?
You should hold that sign up.
I will.
That would be...
Don't think I won't.
He might answer that.
He will?
I could see maybe Neil Young responding.
I think he's going
to
be engaged in a number of my songs.
Like, what else do you think he's going to answer? We're probably too far away for him to read your signs. You would have needed to make a big sign on a sheet or something.
Maybe I'll just make one letter at a time. Just hold them up.
Yeah. That plan's got a fatal flaw.
H, and then O, and then W, and then O, and then L, and then D.
Yeah, somebody from Neil's entourage will be transcribing it, and then present.
He'll have a little earplug.
Yeah, they'll be presenting it to him in some kind of readable form.
Yeah.
What time did you tell Dan and his friend that we would be meeting them?
I suggested we get there a little early so we could schmooze.
Uh huh.
And talk.
And before what time might that be?
Before the opening act from Hell. I think we have... Oh, if you see something, Ken, say something.
Okay,
I've seen... Do you see anything?
I've seen a lot of things.
Well, say something.
To who?
I guess to me, I guess.
Okay. That second panhandler guy, man, he was in scary bad shape.
They should say... If you see something funny, say something.
Oh, okay. So nothing scary like that. Or somebody who might be in trouble.
Hey, we only have two stops left.
Yeah, we're almost there. I can't believe it.
I really don't want to take the subway home. How bad will traffic be?
Well, I don't know how bad traffic is going to be, but it's going to be hard as hell to find a cab or an Uber.
Why?
Because everybody leaving the concert's
going to... No. We're going to leave during the second song.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, the second song of the encore.
Second song of Neil's.
No, we're not leaving during the second song.
We're going to leave as soon as he says, it's great to be in Queens. How are you guys doing? I'm out of there. First off, it's none of his business how I'm doing.
If it's...
I paid good money for that seat. I didn't pay money to be interrogated.
He generally doesn't say...
I don't think he really cares how I'm doing.
No, he doesn't. And he rarely says that. He rarely would say anything even as showman-y as, how you doing,
Well,
New
I have
York?
A sign. I have a sign that says, thank you for asking, my mother died.
So you're really counting on
I'm
him.
I'm ready for him to say, how you doing.
You're counting on him saying, how you doing, New York.
Yeah. How you feeling, New York?
You're going to have to be very quick with that magic marker.
Yeah. When he says, how you feeling, I've got a sign ready for that, too.
What's that sign say?
I got a pee.
two more stops to go here.
Can't wait.
I like it when there's fewer people on the car because I can really man spread now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like my God-given right to man spread.
Yeah.
They actually have signs advising against it.
Well, I'm doing it right now.
What if one of these women on the train is empowered?
Nobody seems to mind my man spreading.
Thank
one,
God.
One bit.
You beat the odds here, buddy. I'm not with him. I'm not with him.
So I think the rule is really don't man spread on a crowded train.
Yeah.
But on an uncrowded train, go right ahead.
Yeah, same for masturbating. When they say man spread, you and I both know what they mean. Don't pretend you don't.
That's true. It is the subway.
Yeah.
Do you watch YouTube videos and TikTok videos of subway crime?
No. Are there lots of them?
Yeah, oh yeah.
No. That entertains you?
Sometimes.
Well, I hope you'll never see me in any of those.
You're in a lot of them. Oh,
I mean, let me finish. I hope you never see me in any of those as a victim. Hey, two more stops.
Yeah, we're almost there.
Wait, what's the next stop? Let's see. That was 63rd.
Next stop, that was Rego Park.
Oh, okay, 63rd is next. Then four blocks, 67th, and then four more blocks. I was at Forest Hills once before.
For what? Paul Simon?
For tennis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Never thought of you as being a tennis watcher.
It was some kind of perk from some job I had.
Wow, we've been recording for almost 40 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
How much of that is usable?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I agree. 4 minutes.
But I'm going to Forest Hills.
Okay.
And then we'll take a break.
Well, no. And then we can, you know, it'd be interesting to roll the tape on the way home.
Yeah.
And then we could sort of talk about and deconstruct the set list and the concert.
Yeah, good idea. All right, so now we're at 63rd Drive in Rego Park, Queens.
Okay. Two stops to go. Do you want to shout out to anybody that might be listening? Me neither.
Yeah, no, I can't think of anybody to shout out to.
Yeah. Why, don't you have anything better to do than listen to this on a Wednesday evening? Jesus, what a loser.
Hey, Harry and Daisy.
What are the odds of your kids listening? Seriously, what are the odds? 1 to 100.
30, 70, 30?
Wait, 1 in 3?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. Hello to the Bat Ranch. The Bat Ranch is listening.
I think
Mike and Ava and Onyx.
I think my son Josh listens. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Zachary. Hey, Hero. Hi, Henry.
I don't think anyone else. Oh, of course, Beth listens. Beth and Josh, they're representing my family. I beg the others to listen. They just won't.
Way to go, Beth and Josh, holding down the fort.
Yeah. Who else? Who else do we know is listening?
Next stop is the last stop.
We pretty much cleared out this car.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody's moved away from us. Now I can really man spread.
Wink, wink. Wink, wink. Yeah, I'm going to man spread too. Fantastic.
I have to say, the subway car does not smell, so that's good.
Well, we're not quite at the end yet. Doesn't smell yet.
It actually smells slightly like some kind of disinfectant.
Oh, then they got my email. Well, that's good. Hey, this is it. Oh, look, they're making an announcement. That's for you, Ken. One seat per person.
Where?
They just said that. Okay.
Okay, last stop.
No, this is the penultimate stop.
Last stop. This is the stop for the concert.
No, this is the penultimate stop.
Oh, darn it. I was trying to trick you.
Oh. Hey, we have the car to ourselves. Literally
to
ourselves.
All right, now what have you wanted to say that you couldn't say before because there were other people on the car?
empowered women drive me a little crazy.
Why is that, Andy?
Well, maybe because they make me feel threatened.
What do you think they're going to do to you?
I think they're going to report me for, quote, man-spreading, quote, in public. That's my biggest fear.
Isn't that what you have the masturbatorium for?
Well, I like to consider this car my portable masturbatorium, my traveling masturbatorium.
We have the entire subway car to ourselves.
Yeah. That's what they call the WFMU effect. We began with a very enthusiastic crowd.
We've driven everybody away.
How do you do it, Ken? What's your secret?
Push things to the limit. This is the end of the line. We're pulling into Forest Hill.
All right. Let me make sure I have my
phone,
wallet,
recorder, and I'm going to turn the recorder off because we're...
Okay, we'll talk to you after the show.
Yeah, pulling into Forest Hills. All right, so we're in the cab going back to Andy's house now. What did you think of your first Neil Young concert?
What did you think of your fifth Neil Young concert?
I liked it.
Which one was Neil Young?
I loved it.
Which one was he?
The
singer?
He was the guy who was singing.
Oh, yeah, he was my favorite.
Yeah, and playing guitar.
Yeah, and Willie Nelson's son.
Yeah, Willie Nelson's son took the place of Pancho San Pedro.
Would you agree he looked just like Willie Nelson?
I couldn't see him at all, but he doesn't look like Willie Nelson, actually.
Oh.
You got to hang out with Willie Nelson, didn't you?
I did spend a little time with him on a show I did.
It was on Monk, right?
It was on Monk. You would have been in heaven. I was on his bus. It would have been paradise. Ken Friedman paradise.
So
let me ask you this. So we're leaving the concert. We're in a taxi. Muhammad is driving. How you doing, Muhammad?
Hey, Muhammad.
Hey, good.
He's doing great. We're in good hands with Muhammad.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you, let's see how good you are, recreate the set list that we just saw? First song.
Cortez the Killer.
Second song.
Was the first song.
Of course, yes.
Second song was actually Cinnamon Girl.
That's right, Cinnamon Girl, yes.
Third song, I don't think I knew the name of it. It was a bad song.
It was a song that he dedicated to his late producer.
David Briggs. Right. It was Sometimes I'm Up, Sometimes I'm Down, Sometimes I'm Smiling, Sometimes I Frown. It was really bad.
Well, Neil Young, it was probably written during a time where he felt conflicted.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes he felt up and then apparently...
Down.
Down. Yeah. Very shortly thereafter. But he got a great song out of it. The up and down song.
And then, amazingly enough, I think they came out of that and did Like a Hurricane.
Yeah,
Like a Hurricane, they lowered an organ... from the rafters.
Yeah.
And Willie Nelson's son was playing organ on a swing. And as he was gyrating around, his swinging organ was swinging back and forth.
I've never seen that actually happen live on a show, but I've often prayed to see such a thing. I can now check that off my bucket list. The swinging organ.
And let's see, they did a bunch of stuff from Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere.
Yeah, they did everything.
And On the Beach.
They did everything except Cowgirl in the Sand, which everyone there was waiting for. They did The Losing End.
Yeah, they did The Losing End. They did Vampire Blues.
They did Out on the Weekend, which is one of my favorites, actually.
Oh, no, I don't think they did Out on the Weekend.
See the Lonely Boy.
See the Lonely Boy. Yeah, no, they didn't
do
that.
What else did they do from Calgary? They did Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere.
Right, they did Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere.
Oh, you're right.
And let's see, they also did Don't Cry No Tears. That was great, from Zuma.
Yeah, I didn't know that one. I wish they would just do songs that I knew. I was screaming, only do songs I knew. I was screaming, I don't know that one, but it had no effect at all. Hey, I held up, I made some of my homemade signs. I bet our listeners didn't think I'd have the
chutzpah to
yeah.
do it.
Yeah, I can attest that Andy held up a sign that said enunciate.
Yeah, and he did. Did you notice?
Yes.
He did enunciate better, so you're welcome.
Yep. And you also hung up a sign that said play a different song.
Yes, like, and yeah, well, that was...
And that worked, too.
You know, I held that up on behalf of everyone in the audience. But we have photos of that, and you can maybe post those photos to prove.
And I think you also held up a sign that said, don't sing like a girl or sing like a man.
I sing like a man, yeah, because the joke's over. I mean, it was funny in Buffalo Springfield. Ha ha ha, very funny. But come on, man, you're an adult. You're 78 years old. I would say seriously, it was very inspiring to see someone in their late 70s rock and rolling. Like Dylan... Everyone gives Dylan a pass. Oh, he's in his 70s. But apparently, you can still rock and roll if you work at it.
Well, Neil Young can. I don't know that Bob Dylan can. Bob Dylan can't sing anymore. Neil Young's voice is still very much intact.
Yeah, although
sounds great.
Nobody's going to be claiming there was a lip-sync scandal at Forest Hills.
I do think Willie Nelson's son hit a couple of clunker chords during some of the hits. No big deal, but I never saw that happen with Pancho San Pedro.
We should tell our audience that Ken marched downstairs and demanded a refund after a couple of clunker chords. And they didn't quite understand what he was saying.
And then, let's see, Neil did a little three-song acoustic set. He sang...
Well, two and a half.
Right, well, he sang Comes a Time.
Yeah.
That went fine. And then he sang Heart of Gold.
Yeah.
Did the PA start breaking during Heart of Gold?
Heart of Gold was...
And then he did Human Highway. That's when things started going badly.
Yeah, there was a technical problem, a glitch or two.
A major glitch. The entire concert public address system went out, and all you could hear was what was happening on their stage monitors.
Yeah, but I got to hear what the woman behind me were saying for the first time, so that was a plus.
So they came back after that, and then they... played into the, you know, out of the blue into the black, and that was kind of a disaster with the PA going in and out like maybe five times during the song.
Do you think someone lost their job tonight? Do you think he was furious?
Yes, I think somebody could have lost their job tonight. I mean, it was raining a little bit.
Yes, but you have to account for some drizzle when you're a techie, right? You have to assume that the weather won't be perfect. And by the way, the rain was forecast. It wasn't a surprise. And let me also add, the stage was covered, right?
Yeah, right. I'm just grasping at straws for...
Well, you're a manager. You're in a supervisory position. What would your reaction have been? Would somebody have lost their job tonight?
It would depend what caused the problem. I have no idea what caused the problem, but it was really strange because the PA would go out and then they would change something around, like they would just use a new microphone, and then the PA would come back. But then the PA would go out again.
Were you surprised that Neil, I call him Neil, we go way back, we go back to about 8 p.m. tonight, me and Neil. Were you surprised that Neil did not address it or mention it at all?
Well, he couldn't mention it because his microphone went out.
Yeah, but when the mic was restored, he didn't acknowledge it. Did that surprise you?
No, that did not surprise me.
Were you surprised that every chance he got between songs, he asked the audience, "What's your favorite planet?"
Well, yeah, he was a little repetitive in his stage banter. He kept asking us what our favorite planet was, and he was apparently unhappy with the answers he was getting.
And then he also asked us, now this is not a joke, at least seven times, how are we doing?
Right. I've seen him a million times. I've never seen him do that.
Well,
he kept asking us how we were doing.
Well, dementia is not a joke, kids. Dementia is a very, very serious problem in America.
But he seemed in very good spirits. And then considering that he had this major technical breakdown, the magnitude of which I've never seen at a concert. I've never, ever been at a concert where the entire PA went out.
Well, and out repeatedly.
Yeah, out. It must have happened overall, including the acoustic set, it must have happened a dozen times.
Yeah.
And Neil Young took it in stride, actually. It was actually kind of funny. When he lost all amplification, he kind of went into this Marcel Marceau pantomime thing on stage.
He
was waving his arms around.
Yeah, it was interesting to see him trying to recover his equilibrium. I don't know if I would have handled it the same way.
What would you have done?
I don't know, but I know I would have acknowledged it. I mean, you're not even mentioning the big moment that came earlier during Comes a Time when he urinated himself.
Yeah, I didn't see that happen. As far as I know, you're the only person who thinks they saw him urinate.
Yeah, well, he peed his pants. But again, he's 78 years old, and I guess you get a pass, right?
We weren't sitting close enough to really see his pants. So what makes you so sure that he urinated in his pants?
I guess I'm going mostly by body language.
So it wasn't even that you saw liquid spilling onto the stage?
We were too far away. But I just sensed just the way he was holding himself, the way his posture, how his posture changed.
He looked like he had to go really bad.
And then suddenly he looked like he didn't have to go at all.
All right, now we're going through the Queens Midtown Tunnel.
Is this the first time we've been through this tunnel together?
Yes, it is.
Hey, wasn't it a sweet moment when he started to play our song?
Oh yeah.
Heart of Gold.
When Neil started playing Heart of Gold, Andy grabbed me and started rocking back and forth and would not let me go.
I couldn't help it. It's our song. I was overwhelmed.
It was never our song before, but I guess it is our song now.
In hindsight, I should have told you it was our song.
Yeah.
I don't know why I kept that from you.
Do you and Bethy have a song?
Well, until tonight it was Heart of Gold. Now we're going to have to get a new song. I'm not going to share a song with my wife and you.
What's my song now?
You know, I once read a biography of Bob Dylan, and apparently when he heard Heart of Gold on the radio, did you ever read this?
Yeah.
He said, wait a minute, Neil Young has a hit song, a single, I can do that. And you know what song came out of that? You know what he wrote?
Lay Lady Lay?
Lay Lady Lay, yeah. It was a response to Heart of Gold. What song is a better song?
I think I like Heart of Gold better. I don't like either song very much.
Well, the correct answer is Lay 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 Lay.
Why?
It's because it's a better song. If you ever have any question about whether a song is good or not, just call me. I'm available.
But Bob Dylan is singing in such a weird voice on Lay Lady Lay.
Because he stopped smoking. That's the secret. See, whatever color she had in her mind, he would show them to her.
And yeah, who is he singing about?
I don't know. Some crazy lady, apparently. Some lady with serious mental problems.
Sarah? His wife Sarah?
Oh yeah, maybe Sarah. I guess it was better than, hey Sarah, get in that big bed. Get in that bed I just bought. Now. That was the first draft of Lay Lady Lay. I love how these guys are, they don't admit it I guess often, but how competitive they all are. You know, the Beach Boys and the Beatles, they all upped each other's games, you know.
We're in Manhattan now.
We're in Manhattan, buddy.
Lexington and 36th Street.
Okay. So we're just going right down to... Wait, don't say our address on the air.
Can we give an intersection?
Please don't. Please don't.
Now people will know that...
Now the people will know I'm in Manhattan.
Yeah, I mentioned...
You can look for me in Manhattan. Manhattan is one of the five boroughs. You can look for me there. That's all we're going to tell you.
And we're on Lexington Avenue.
Yeah, but we're not going to tell you anymore.
We're headed south. I mean, obviously.
Ken, please don't.
Well, I mean, it's obvious because Lexington only runs south.
And what if somebody's listening?
So when I said we were at Lexington and 36, you know, smart people would have already surmised that we're heading south.
Okay, maybe. Hey, you know what was great tonight is to meet listener Daniel.
Yep, Daniel and Memo.
And his friend Memo. And do you think they had a positive
experience? Daniel, yeah, I know. Daniel was loving it.
I think he loved meeting me. That's probably his favorite part.
It It's funny that there were problems with the sound, because I was actually thinking about how the sound was a little bit substandard to begin with. And that was even before it started
going out. You're very critical. And now, in that venue, Forest Hills, where would you say would be the, if you had a choice of any seat, the optimum seat, do you think we were near the optimum seats?
Well, I was glad that we weren't on the ground, because it seemed like half the people on the ground were standing, and I didn't want to be standing.
Right, you would have.
So I was happy that we were elevated up off the ground a bit.
I would have liked to have been a little closer, because the people that were slightly closer had real genuine grown-up seats.
And
we were on, and what in effect was a bench.
Yeah, we were on a concrete bench. And also, if we had been closer, then I think you would have seen with your own eyes that Neil did not really urinate on himself.
And also, if we were a little closer, he would have been able to read my sign.
Oh, hey, look, it's the Armory.
This is
where we used to do the record fairs, the Lexington Avenue Armory.
Oh, those were the good old days. Those were the days when the station really, really had its act together. Oh, my God. Sweet memories. Who was in charge of the station back then? Is there any way you could rehire them?
That was me.
Oh. We'll just delete that part. I don't want to embarrass you.
No, there's nothing embarrassing. I don't know what you were babbling about the...
Well, I was just mentioning, you can delete all this. You know how the station has gone down the crapper. I'm sure. lately. Because you've sort of given up. You can delete all this. No reason to...
No, this is good stuff. Keep going. All right, now we're...
No, we're not.
Heading south.
No, we're not.
Heading
no,
south
not.
On Park Avenue.
Don't tell people where we're going.
South on Park.
Perfect.
Heading south.
Perfect. Well, this was the easiest way home we could have done.
Yeah, nice job.
And I'll pay with my DraftKings credit card, so it's free.
Oh, because this is your gambling winnings.
Why don't you tell our listeners how I paid for dinner?
Oh, Andy paid for dinner and also drinks at Forest Hill Stadium, all through his gambling revenue.
His Martingale
online.
So it's free.
DraftKings roulette.
Yeah.
The Martingale method, what it says is that you just keep betting red or black. And if you lose, you double your bet.
But kids, seriously, if you're listening, kids, do not gamble like Uncle Andy unless you have a system. I have a system, okay? So I can do it.
You're not going to contend that you're positive in all the years you've been playing the Martingale method. You are not going to contend that you are up.
I might be down a little.
Yes, I think you're down. I can't believe you're still doing it.
Can I have some source of pleasure? Something, give me something. I've got so little. Muhammad, I have so little in my life. I gamble a little. That's not terrible, right? To gamble?
I'm sorry?
I gamble. I play.
He's got a gambling problem.
I gamble. Sometimes I bet money.
Sometimes it's okay.
Yeah, do you bet money sometimes?
Sometimes it's okay. But
gambling.
His habit is no good.
No, gambling is no good.
Gambling is always not good. One time I play in a casino, $20.
$20. Did you win? You won.
I won $100.
Yes.
This is the first and last.
$100. $20. Did you hear that story, Ken?
Yeah, but
$20 became $100.
So he's up. So Muhammad's up $80.
But his money, Muhammad's money. Why can't I do what Muhammad did? You think he's smarter than me? You think he's better than me?
How many thousands?
Five times fold.
He's up. You're down.
800%, whatever that is.
It's up right away. It's not good. I'm sorry.
Muhammad, I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to bet.
You're already
my inspiration.
You're already betting, and you're losing.
No, I'm going to use his system now.
The Muhammad system?
The Muhammad system.
You're going to abandon the Martingale method?
No, his system is genius. Listen to it, Ken. Just think about it. This is what Muhammad does.
Okay.
He walks into a casino
with
$20.
$20.
He turns that $20 into $100.
Right. That money...
And then he walks out. Then he leaves the casino.
Money is not mine. My brother brother-in-law.
Yeah.
He gave me $20. Okay, this is $20.
It wasn't even his money. It's a perfect system. He didn't even risk his own money.
No, I'm not going to spend my money.
Yeah, you're not going to risk your money. You risk your brother-in-law's money. Yeah. Now, Mohammed, quick question. Do you have your brother-in-law's number? Could I call him?
No, he didn't.
Could he give me $20?
He's in Bangladesh.
Where is he?
He's in Bangladesh.
Bangladesh?
Yeah.
So that's a long distance call?
Yeah.
And then how would he send me the money?
You'd have to PayPal it or Venmo it.
Okay. Okay, he'll Venmo me the money.
Yeah.
What a great deal. Mohammed's brother-in-law gives me $20. I go to a casino. I turn it into $100. I send him back his $20. He gets his $20 back. I walk out, I'm $80. I do that every 5 minutes. 20 times an hour.
That's a great system. That's,
yeah,
I believe that's the Mohammed system.
That's what we call the Mohammed.
Where do you spend your money? Is Walt Disney Casino?
What casino do you go to?
Walt Disney Casino in Queens.
Oh, Queens. I don't know that casino. I didn't know there was one. Is it legal?
By the JFK.
By JFK, there's a casino?
I guess so.
Is it on Indian? Is it an Indian casino?
No, not Indian. It's American casino.
Oh, it's an illegal underground casino, probably.
Yeah,
maybe,
casino,
yeah.
The famous casino.
Okay.
World Resort Casino.
I got you.
By the JFK.
Okay. Wow, Andy, you're going to have to go.
Well, now with Mohammed,
that's
Brothers
a lot
money.
Closer. A lot closer than the Poconos or Atlantic City.
We were just in Queens. I should have just gone there.
Atlantic City. We're talking about New Jersey, right?
Yeah, man.
Atlantic City is the gambling center. There's a lot of casinos over there.
A lot of casinos, yeah, outside the city.
I've been over there, but I didn't play. I just watching. Okay.
And maybe I can get some kind of discount or something because I believe I'm 1/16 Cherokee. It's a feeling I've always had.
All right, we're at 5th Avenue and 13th Street.
No, Ken, seriously.
Turning left on 5th Avenue.
Ken.
What?
Ken, don't give it a location.
We're in Manhattan.
Okay, just
how's anybody going to find you in Manhattan?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're going south.
You've met our listeners. They're our listeners.
We went to a concert with our listeners tonight.
Well, they were cool. We found the two coolest listeners.
I believe the listeners we went out with tonight were listeners number 28 and 56.
You mean on the trophies?
Oh, yeah, the trophies, yeah.
Oh, I didn't ask them that. You asked them?
Yeah, before you got there, I asked them.
Okay, well, those are pretty high numbers.
Yeah. No,
they might be the highest I've met.
They were happy with those
28?
Numbers. 28? Yeah, 28.
28 out of 500.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that. Oh, Mohammed, you're the best. You're the very, very best there is. And now you're a green cab, so you can't pick up anyone here, right? Mohammed?
I think that's what he said.
No, I can't.
Okay.
All right,
this corner's perfect. Yes. Perfect. You're the best. Okay, brother. All right, so let's do this.
Thank you, Mohammed.
Thank you, Mohammed. Wait, I've got to pay this gentleman. Okay, I'm going to do this here.
All right, I'm going to sign off.
I'm going to pay credit card. Okay.
This is WFMU East Orange.
Okay. Mohammed, I can't.
WMFU Mount Hope.
I don't know how to tip you any more than that. Wait, hold on. There it is. Okay. Okay, brother. Okay, let me pay you now. There it is. Okay, brother. Boy, you made that very easy, Mohammed.
Thanks, Mohammed.
Thank you, sir. Okay, God bless you, sir. God bless you and you guys. Okay,
you've been listening to the Neil Young episode of 7 Second Delay, recorded by Andy Breckman and myself last May on our way to and fro the Neil Young and Crazy Horse concert at Forest Hill, Queens. Thanks to Daniel and Memo for meeting us there. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned because Honky Tonk Radio Girl is filling in for Matt Fiveash on Weekly World Blues tonight, followed by her own program at 8 o'clock.
Always giving out the number so you can call the soul.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to the program. My name is Becky, and I'm here filling in for the great Matt Fibash on Weekly World Blues. I will be playing blues and blues-adjacent music for you this Wednesday evening from 7 to 8, followed by my own show, but we'll get to that later. Let you listen to this really great instrumental a little bit while I put on another record. Go. We're going to start with something out of Detroit, Michigan, or more precisely Hamtramck, Michigan, the Great Fortune label. You're listening to WFMU.
Now everybody has a lover, and everybody has a pet name for their lover. When my baby called me by my pet name, cold chills run down my spine, and that's no lie. When she called me by my pet name, she called me Daddy Daddy, which is the title of this song. Oh my. Well, this is what my baby say. She said, Daddy,
Daddy,
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, oh, she said, Daddy, 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 said, I love you. Your sweet little names like that in the wee wee hours of the morning or the late late hours of the night. You don't want no one ringing your doorbell or knocking on your door. Oh no, not at a time like that.
Sometimes I feel I'm plumb going out of my mind. I'm leaving this town early next morning, a big sweet baby of mine. It won't be long before we're together now, baby and me, happy till the end of time. Baby of mine, been so long without my
my baby till sometimes I feel a plum going out of my mind. A plum going out of my mind. Sometimes I feel a plum going out of my mind. Plum going out of my mind. Plum going out of my mind. You can't.